Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. Oakland County officials say they're facing many challenges in trying to clean up roads after two back-to-back rounds of winter. Road Commission of Oakland County spokesperson Craig Bryson says the biggest was a shortage of manpower.
And we've got a lot of drivers that are working on their second 16-hour shift. We're about to end their second shift, 16-hour shift. So we're facing some personnel challenges, but we're still hitting it hard. We did have to pull some trucks out of the subdivisions overnight when the squalls came through.
Bryson says their priority right now is freeways and ramps, but they're also working on the main roads. Cleanup efforts still underway in the suburbs, meaning a number of snow emergencies remain in effect. This means you must move your car off city streets or face getting a ticket. Auburn Hills, Birmingham, Centerline, Dearborn, Farmington, Southgate, Lincoln Park, East Point, and Warren are among the cities with emergencies. Again, if you live in any of these communities, you cannot park on city streets until further notice. Want to learn more about Michigan's aging water infrastructure? Here's WWJ's Dan Jenkins.
Oakland County holding a series of educational events over the next few months aimed at providing residents the opportunity to ask questions about many of the concerns surrounding water and infrastructure specifically. At Water Infrastructure 101, they say no topic is off limits, as the discussions are going to range from wastewater recovery, water technology and quality, affordability, as well as climate change. The first session will be held on Thursday, January 30th at the Northfield District Library. There will be another at the Hazel Park Library on February 26th, at the Berkeley Library on February 27th, at the Highland District Public Library on April 14th. Dan Jenkins, WWJ News Radio 950.
Some are calling it a miracle. A 25-year-old Hamtramck woman who's been missing for more than a month is now back home safe. Family members say Kamei Lowe turned up in a Toronto hospital on December 18th. The day after she went missing, she was confused and disoriented, but a nurse saw a news report on her disappearance and put the wheels in motion to get her back home to her family. Thousands took to the streets across America, including Metro Detroit, for women's march rallies on Saturday. Protesters sounded off on issues including women's rights, gun control, climate change, and immigration. In Clinton Township, about 50 people braved the harsh winter weather to rally at Partridge Creek. Organizers inspired by the political action group Femmes for Dems say they are trying to get more progressive candidates elected to offices in Macomb County. Well, it's a chance for a local community and school district to come together to honor the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. today. Here's WWJ's Brooke Allen.
It is the 26th annual United We Walk event in West Bloomfield this afternoon. Jennifer Graham, the adult co-chair of the United We Walk committee, says it is a day filled with different activities to allow the community to focus on the dream Martin Luther King Jr. shared all those years ago.
We begin by having a short program in the atrium of our high school, followed by a walk that takes place walking down Orchard Lake Road, simulating the walk and marches that Dr. King actually did conduct. We come back to the high school and we engage in community service projects.
The event begins at 2:30 in the atrium of West Bloomfield High School. Brooke Allen, WWJ News Radio 950.
A Detroit demolition program that depended on $263 million in federal money to help raise thousands of vacant houses is moving to city control. By July 1st, the program will shift fully to city oversight, according to Mayor Mike Duggan's office. Federal dollars have been administered for the past 6 years by the Detroit Land Bank and Detroit Building Authority. Last of that money is being spent. About 19,000 vacant houses have been demolished in Detroit rate since 2014. Duggan says LaJuan Counts will lead the city's new demolition department. We'll get ready to pay a little bit more this year to visit your favorite parks. More from WWJ's Michael Cohen.
The Michigan Department of Natural Resources has announced an increase in the price of the year-round recreation passport. The vehicle entry fee is now being raised from $11 to $12. It's the first increase in 7 years. DNR officials say the additional money will be used to cover the cost of goods and services and $278 million worth of infrastructure repairs and projects. The change is due to a statutory provision to adjust the recreation passport fee based on the Consumer Price Index. Michael Cohen, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.